May the Lord Jesus give you his peace. This question of our Lord with regard to the 10 lepers, where are the other 9? We can take something as a question addressed to ourselves as well, as being those that are in the company of the Lamb at the Eucharistic banquet. He might say to us, where are the other 9? And just as the Good Shepherd has left 99 in the wilderness to go seek the one that was lost, so too the majority, we could say, of mankind still needs to hear the gospel and the saving message of truth of Jesus Christ. And so where are these other 9 to remind people of the goodness of God? St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, born in 1850, died in 1917, was a true missionary. She founded a congregation of missionaries, sisters, missionaries of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and the revelation of St. Margaret Mary that, excuse me, to St. Gertrude, that the first beat, the first palpitation, you know, the heart beats, right, boom, 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 the first palpitation of the Sacred Heart of Jesus beats for sinners, beats for those that are estranged from him, beats for those that are standing off at a distance for fear because of personal sin. And they must be approached. They must be surrounded with the love of Jesus. And that's the role of a missionary, the soul of society, the catechism will say. St. Francis Xavier Cabrini is the first canonized U.S. citizen. And she was born in Italy and began as a school teacher over there for a couple of years. Poor health, she was denied entrance to a couple of different religious congregations and finally enrolled in taking care of an orphanage, basically a house of providence. And by the time she was 27 years old, here, take charge of this. And by the time she was 30, here, found a religious congregation. Okay. And charming anecdote from her youth of, she was the youngest of 13 children, solidly Catholic. Everything seems to be in line, and playing with dolls and dressing them up as nuns and making little sacrifices like, I want to be a missionary in China. And they don't have sweets in China, so I won't have sweets. From her childhood, the sacrifice, the love that's willing to sacrifice for love of neighbor. This is the heart of a missionary. And coming to the United States to serve the immigrants, this was at the exhortation of Pope Leo XIII, not to the east, but to the west. That's also a good injunction that we can take for ourselves today, that we don't have to look far because of the many, many factions, many, many sects of Christianity, which incidentally, just having spent brief time in as missionaries, so to speak, in Nicaragua, the divisions within Christianity don't help. Why should I believe any of you guys? You don't even have your own house together. And so consequently, to heal the house, and so we can be unified both within the order and also within different denominations, bringing back into the one fold of Christ, so that those who have never heard of Jesus can get a Catholic message, can get a universal message that this is a universal truth. If we look at the Marian roots of mission, yesterday we looked at unity, right? And these are two different aspects, complementary aspects of charity, of love. That's what the Church teaches with marriage. It's unitive and it's procreative. It brings into one and it's always fruitful. And it's the necessity of marital love to be always open to life. And if we look at the Marian roots of both of these things, Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, from her Immaculate Conception being wedded, so to speak, to the Holy Spirit. This is in Scripture, in typology that you see in the accounts of the patriarchs and Moses, even in the life of our Lord, the woman at the well, that there is a woman who's in charge of giving the water, watering. This is the living water of faith. And this is the unity of Our Lady at the very font of her existence with the Holy Spirit, which is pure relation. I am the Immaculate Conception. That's unity. This procreative aspect has been given to us by St. Maximilian Kolbe in his reflections on the Immaculate Conception, the revelation of Our Lady of Lourdes, also water involved there, healing water. I am the Immaculate Conception. If that's the case, what is that all about? Well, the Holy Spirit is the uncreated Immaculate Conception. A conception is fruitful. You could say it's fruitfulness per se. Two things together in union, something new, something completely different, new life. And the Holy Spirit is the Lord, the giver of life in the Trinity and in his mission in the world. And so we have Our Lady who has been given over in her person this fruitfulness. You see it right from the visitation. Conceive the Christ, and then I'm gone over to my cousin Elizabeth, and there's new life going on there too, a supernatural life in the womb of St. Elizabeth and St. John the Baptist. Immediately fruitful. This is missionary. You can think of it in terms of what Rachel said. Give me children or I will die. And that's the heart of a missionary. And the two stances, union of a contemplative and also the activity of the missionary. Praxis, the life of union with Jesus, of course, is realized interiorly in prayer and then communicated to others. And in the mission of the Immaculate Mediatrix, Dei Verbum talks about the soul of theology as being sacred scripture. The order, the Institute of the Franciscans of the Immaculate, big enough because it's universal enough because it's plugged right into the very heart of the self-gift of the Immaculate for all of this in terms of the life of union whereby assaulting or informing the society that is steeped in error at the level of dogma even, hence an all-out effort at a fifth Marian dogma of Our Lady's co-redemptrix. And the soul of this theology is always sacred scripture. We need men who are of a single eye of looking at Marian texts in light of the magisterial teachings, poring over them, and sacrificing themselves at that level so that we stand on an amazing history of theological doctrine. And we need to look again because this past couple hundred years, there's been some scriptural nonsense. One thing we should be convinced of, which all the saints will teach us by virtue of their lives, is that there's a tremendous danger in consecrated life of shadow boxing, both in the life of prayer and also in the life of mission or not mission, that is to say, going through the motions. And so this is brass text kind of stuff. Getting down to the soul of theology with sacred scripture, conversely, mission in terms of the reality of people's lives, getting out there. And the Franciscans of the Immaculate are big enough to do this in terms of serving lepers, in terms of catechizing the immigrants. The United States still is receiving immigrants, and guess what? Every group of immigrants that's come to the United States, one or two generations, maybe three, the kids are not in church. They were before, they're not now, because we live in a culture of death, and the voice of the culture of death is extremely loud. So we need also men to stand in the breach to be at the front lines in people's lives, proposing the truth in love. Simple things, very, very simple things, but need to be done. May Saint Francis Xavier Cabrini, first canonized U.S. citizen, intercede for us, that we can truly inform with the soul of theology and also the soul of society with the love of Christ.
Christus.